From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The controversial drilling technique known as hydraulic fracturing or fracking will be the subject of a joint legislative hearing at the California State Capitol today. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, recently released fracking regulations have some lawmakers concerned.
The Department of Conservation recently released draft regulations for energy companies that inject chemicals into the ground under pressure to release oil. The regulations would require companies to identify those chemicals unless they are considered trade secrets. Some lawmakers say the regulations aren't tough enough to protect public health and water quality. Tupper Hull with the Western States Petroleum Association disagrees.
We think the state of California is on the right track in creating a framework that provides the public confidence this technology is safe, and a complete understanding about what the chemicals are being used, but still maintains the very important protections for trade secrets.
One environmental group is suing the state for allowing fracking to expand without what it claims is legally required oversight. Regulators, environmentalists, and representatives of the oil industry are scheduled to testify. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A California lawmaker says the state is not prepared to hold an election immediately following an emergency or natural disaster, and she's introducing legislation that would create a plan. Democratic Assemblymember Nancy Skinner points to last fall's Superstorm Sandy. She says that's an example of how a disaster that occurs just days before an election could disenfranchise thousands of people.
It makes sense that in an emergency, a displaced person should be able to vote anywhere in California and have their vote count.
Skinner's bill would require the Secretary of State's office to establish procedures for how Californians could vote during a state of emergency.